Now, the world is, shall we say, some are in a state of panic and hysteria, given how the virus or the coronavirus is spreading across the globe. Now, Mimecast is tracking emails of cyber criminals trying to capitalize on the virus by attempting malicious email attacks. And Heiner Gevers, who is a Mimecast cybersecurity specialist, joins you now to tell you what you need to be aware of or be on the lookout for when it comes to cybercrime. Heiner, thank you so very much, and a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Abungile.
How are cyber criminals cashing in on the coronavirus outbreak?
So, indeed, a very unfortunate situation. I think, what we're seeing is that cyber criminals are unfortunately aiming to what we call exploit people's fear and uncertainty using essentially three core tactics. First and foremost is your standard phishing and social engineering scam. Interestingly enough, since January, there's been 4,000 websites or domains registered already containing the word corona. And of which 3% of those have already been reported as malicious, and an additional 5% of those has been considered to be suspicious already. Now, what they would do with these domains is they would essentially email, information about corona or COVID or ask you to register and you'll be able to enjoy medical aid coverage, or you'll be able to supply support to those in need. And unfortunately, when you click on any of the links in these particular emails, you would be exposed to what they call the AzureRolt malware. And unfortunately, this malware is designed to steal your credentials, payment card numbers, even sensitive browsing data, and send that through to a command and control server where they then be able to access it.
So what then should we be on the lookout for, and what are the precautions we should be taking?
So I think first and foremost, considering, how quickly, as per President's statement last night, I think a lot of people will be aiming to work remotely, and not going to the office. And as such, naturally, we're going to become very, very dependent on our mobile devices. And as such, again, the attackers will exploit that and target our mobile devices. So be very conscious about what you click on, that you receive via WhatsApp or SMS or whichever platform you prefer to use. In addition to that, also make sure that, if and when you do go and receive an email or you wish to register, do not attempt to do so by clicking on the link within an email. Rather, go to the website and make sure you open up the website in your web browser and type in the address manually. Also, be very conscious of the fact that they will try and exploit the selling of certain goods that we know is going to be in demand. And I think you touched on it earlier, hand sanitizer is a good example. We've seen particular a few examples of where, it's one of those deals that are too good to be true. And I think that's definitely one of those things that you need to be on the lookout for. Also, be very careful for misinformation. So if you can't verify the authenticity of the news or the information you're about to share, be very careful about sharing that information on without being able to validate or warrant its authenticity.
If you've just joined the conversation, you are listening to the voice of Heiner Gevers, a Mimecast, a cybersecurity specialist, who joins you now to tell you what you need to be on the lookout for, as many out there are taking advantage of the situation we find ourselves in with the coronavirus. So we've been talking about what you need to be on the lookout for, and Heiner was saying now that I quite like that point, Heiner, that if there's a link in your email, don't click on it, rather copy it and go put it on the browser. On your Chrome browser. Did I get it right?
That is correct. Yes, indeed.
I quite like that point. Listen, you at home, by the way, would love to find out from you. Have you perhaps been scammed already? Have you seen emails that you thought, I don't trust this once? And give us a shout, 021-446-0567. Now, Heiner, from your side, do you have any examples of such scams?
Yes, I think, the biggest one that we've seen is, one of the, what they call the COVID maps or the heat maps, showcasing the distribution of, obviously, the infections across the world that they've created. And it's very interesting, you know, so the website was as simple as www.coronavirus.com, which I think is the most common one everybody would go to in order to gain more information, etc. And as a result, when you open that website, it actually prompts you to download a small file so that this data is quickly loaded and accessible in real time to you. So naturally, most people would acknowledge that and say yes, and that then downloads that malware onto your machine, and subsequently, you know, you are already sharing your secrets on your computer with the outside world. Mm.
And I know many people that will be listening now, whenever we talk about cyber crime, many will say, it can never be me.
Indeed. I think that we've seen the same kind of scenario from an organizational perspective, that we're too small, we're too insignificant, we're unimportant. And unfortunately, you know, those are generally the ones or the organizations that do get targeted. So we always say if there's one golden rule in cybercrime, acknowledge the fact that it's not a case of if, but a case of when. The question we should be asking ourselves is, how prepared are we to deal with that particular situation? And we always highlight how organizations need to be resilient. And when we speak of cyber resilience, we are referring specifically to, do you have the necessary measures and steps in place so that every person in your organization knows exactly what needs to happen if and when that disaster strikes. And I think for us as folk or personally, that shouldn't be any different.
Talking about that, Hana, thank you so very much for joining us in conversation this morning. But before we let you go, what would be your parting message to the listeners?
I mean, in short, you know, be careful on looking at emails and clicking on links specifically for your mobile devices. If in doubt, then it's too good to be true in any case, and therefore avoid clicking on anything you don't feel comfortable or able to validate the authenticity of.
Oh, come on, Heiner. You saying if an email comes in and saying that I want R1 million, I shouldn't click on it.
I didn't give it a pass.
Heiner, thank you so very much for joining us in conversation. That's Heiner Gevers, Mimecast Cyber Security Specialist.